And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray out of the studio this morning, getting back to business after a very successful surgery. But boy, do we have a great show for you today. Corey and I are very excited. We got the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. We're going to be talking Baja. We're going to be talking El Salto. We're going to be talking local, long range. There is so much going on. Going to be a great show, and we got a store for you. You stand by. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And Rancho Leonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, just an incredible weather, isn't it, Rick?
It's crazy.
I know, it's just beautiful and 90 and oceans grease off and
biting, you know,
right?
I mean, it's just great. Yeah, great yellowtail fishing again for the offshore boats, that tuna bit again for the guys out there, long range fishing happening, that wahoo's really flooding into the lower zone for those fishing the ridge and the rocks. The Royal Star brought in a, I think it was an 85-pound yellowtail yesterday. 85-pound yellowtail.
Holy. That's a jumbo.
Yeah.
Is that a Guadalupe fish?
I think it was from Vallejos.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean,
is that traditional, like big, like that far down?
That's huge. I mean, you know, it's huge anyway. As you know, no matter where you go or what you do, you know, that's a giant one. But, you know, the two places that seem to kick out fish of just extraordinary size are those two spots, Aleos and Guadalupe.
Yeah, you say 85 pounds, instantly I'm thinking Guadalupe.
Yeah, pretty crazy. A guy that's been up and down the Baja and seen a lot of yellowtail is the guy sitting next to both of us and the cast man. Good morning, Cass.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Cass.
Corey and
Cass
Nikki.
Man.
Yeah, the cast man's here. Anyway, talking about yellowtail, you know, that trip we did in June down to Bay of L.A. was just insane for yellowtail. I've never caught so many yellowtail, but they were deep. I mean, we had to work like 300 feet. But
drop ropes, yo-yo jigs. How are you catching them?
Just using the what do you expect? Geez, I'm yeah. lost my mind. The
but bait fishing or
no, no, where were we using jigs?
You okay, know, the, like flat fall,
yeah,
or six
flat fall,
okay.
flat fall,
okay.
yes. Got it. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But anyway, it's just insane yellowtail. And then we did Cabrilla. The first morning we did Cabrilla.
Okay.
And we were casting into the rocks with topwaters.
Now you're talking about...
So yeah, cool. I know. I figured you'd like that one. Yeah, cool. So we were nailing some, 10, 12-pound Cabrilla. Just,
wow.
Just pulling them out of the rocks, you know.
That is so much fun.
Want to go. Yeah, as I said, it was probably one of the most fabulous trips I've ever taken. Just, for yellowtail and Cabrilla, it was fantastic.
And that was Bay of L.A.?
Yeah, Bay of L.A., yeah.
Okay.
And we're going back this June. We're going to hopefully get a repeat.
And is that like a traditional go down, stay out, you're staying on the shore? That's not like a mothership or anything like that. You're just going down to a hotel that you set up, ponga fishing, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and it was just a buddy's trip. So
okay.
It wasn't a cast tour
okay,
trip.
Okay,
but,
okay, okay.
Yeah, we drove down, overnight to San Felipe on the way down, and then got into L.A. Bay the next day. And fished 3 days and then drove straight back.
That's cool.
But yeah, we stayed right there, fished right there with Captain Juan.
Okay.
He's got that 25-foot Parker that we fished there, the fish flap tail. It's called the
okay.
flap tail. Yeah, anyway, he normally fishes out of San Quintin, but during those months, May, June, July, he's down at L.A. Bay. But what a great skipper he is, and he puts you on the fish.
Oh, that's cool. That sounds like fun.
So,
yeah.
So do you run any of your tours out of there then?
No.
Mean, do you group anybody up? And
no,
go?
Everything no. we do now, that we do is what you can fly to.
Okay.
No driving to. Well, you could drive, but normally we start at Loreto and then go south to Cabo, jump over to the mainland, Mazatlan all the way down to Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, mm-hmm. and then we jump over to Cancun, area, and then from there, South America, Central America, Christmas Island, and so forth. So,
what's Christmas Island like? Is there a trip Christmas in the future? If somebody wants to go, is that a thing? That's a spot that I got to enjoy with you that is so unique and definitely something that I liked it so much. Fishing different, it was one that. Some things you got to do every year, and some things are just like they get under your skin having not been in a couple of years. And that's for sure a trip that if you haven't been, you got to go do. So unique, so different. Is that still a destination you guys are doing?
Yeah, it is. The only problem, like I say, with COVID.
Right. That's kind of why I was thinking.
Yeah, they shut down that whole area. They
sure.
wouldn't let any people in, and they didn't want the COVID down there. So.
And that makes sense because it's so small.
Oh, it is.
It's so small, and it's so far from advanced medical care.
Exactly. And they're just starting to get the vaccine in there. So
okay.
until they get that everybody vaccinated, they're not going to open it up. Now, I talked to Howard, who's the one that I booked the trip through, and he said that they are now being trained to give the vaccine.
Okay.
And we're scheduled to go June 14th.
Ooh.
And he says it should be a go, but it's still not
yeah.
positive. But I've already got my air on Fiji Air, so I'm
you're
I'm
going.
Yeah, most of the guys have already anticipated the trip and got their airfare.
That's
and
cool.
And Fiji Airlines was good with us, before when we had to couldn't go. They basically credited us, or some of them, like myself, I got my mileage refunded. I'm using mileage on American
okay.
to get down there, even though it's Fiji. But, yeah, it's, like you say, so unique, so beautiful. I mean, of all the places that I've been, I think that's probably the most beautiful place to go.
It's for sure the postcard, turquoise water, white beach, big flat that you walk out and you see, it's like from all the TV shows you saw, Flip Palette catching a bonefish, and I mean, it's that, but it's also tuna offshore, and it's also jigging for groupers and snappers, and it's also snorkeling, and it's also big GTs, and it's also casting a popper for a tuna. It's just you can do so much stuff there. It's really cool.
And the great spot about the great thing about it is that maybe 200 yards off the beach,
yeah.
and you're into the wahoo, the tuna, the marlin, the sailfish.
That close, yeah.
And that is no exaggeration.
Really?
We're talking like a jig cast and a half away from like, oh, hey, we just had a wahoo jig strike and we caught a 40-pounder. And
that's
crazy. You swear you could cast. To,
so they literally, they must be coming in to the outside of the reef.
Well, there's a big drop off there.
Yeah.
So it goes down real quick. And the other one that still is eluding me there.
I know it.
Is a duck-tooth
uh-huh.
tuna. I know they're there, but
you have yet to catch one.
I've yet to catch one. I've seen pictures. They don't catch very many, but they're there. And they're normally way deep on the reef. They're usually 300-400 feet and that's where they live. But they do come to the surface to feed on occasion. And I swear that one year we did have that one on.
I was with you, with Ken Ross.
Yeah, yeah. That sucker just tore up a...
We had a bite on a small marauder.
Helco GT.
Okay, oh, that's what it was. Okay,
Stripey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just tore it up. Just tore it up. I mean, it when it hit, it went straight down. I mean, it just... Like a torpedo.
And just never stopped. It was a big fish. Like, it was a big fish. I was right there with us. We were all screaming and yelling. And
and broke off or
unhooked? Yeah, it finally just
it parted the wire.
Yeah.
Which that was the other thing. It parted the wire.
Really?
I'm telling you. I was there to see it.
So those dog tooth, I mean, do they literally like rock you? And I mean, they get like in the junk?
I don't.
No, they don't rock.
I can't imagine they would.
I think it's their teeth. I mean, they got gnarly teeth.
Yeah, and who knows, you know, and the thing is, like, who knows what that bottom structure looked like. I don't think that they would get in the junk, but that fish ate that thing and went straight down and away forever. And you could very easily conceive that it went over a ridge, you know, maybe that's what part of it. Who knows? Like,
that's crazy.
We don't know, but I was there to watch it. It was wild.
That's insane.
The cool thing about that trip, too, was just the variety of what you do, and I it's something that has stuck with me forever. So you go out and you fish for your day. The level of service was crazy. I think it's one guide. There's like a guide per person.
Yeah, we finally, when we were going offshore, they were giving four fishermen, we get four guides, and I'm going, that's too many on the boat. All we need is two guys,
but,
you know.
But there's one guide for every. But anyways, you go out and you fish your day, and then at the end of the day, you come back. There's a really cool common area. Maybe you have a drink, maybe you have a cigar. They make some great, you know, appetizer hors d'oeuvre type thing. But what you do is you're hanging out and you're BSing with your buds. Hey, we caught this, and I lost this big one, and Cass got this big bonefish. And then after that BS session, the head guide's like, all right, well, what do you want to do tomorrow? And like, well, I want to do what Cass just did. And then Corey says, well, I want to go do that popper thing that Rick was doing. So, like, you just kind of, you kind of pick and choose how you, what you want you to do. And, like, that's what you do the next day.
That sounds incredible.
For day after day after day. It is so cool.
The most memorable pictures I've seen from there are the ones that you're in that, you described it, the turquoise, like Hawaiian water, and just the huge, like, jacks and the bonefish.
Oh, the GTs are, that's probably one of the most exciting fish to catch on a popper. You know, you look at a peacock bass or even a largemouth bass hitting a topwater.
Yeah.
Well, imagine
70 pounds of it.
80 pounder hitting a topwater, a popper. You know, you can just see the explosion. And they are vicious and they are strong and they are mean.
And you're doing all that from the shore.
Yeah.
Like beach fishing.
Yeah, you can fish in the lagoon. You got in between the flats, you got these channels that are going through. And those guys live there and they live around the reef outside.
Crazy.
They hit a popper like it owes them money. They are so pissed off at it. It's just wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun, unique trip.
Yeah, like tell people, definitely put that on your bucket list. You know, it's not that much, that expensive.
No, not for what it is.
The trip itself is $2,900, and that's a full week there with six full days of fishing, guided fishing. Meals.
Which, I mean, that's an incredible price, really.
Yeah.
And that's before airfare.
Yeah. No, that's get pricey. Mm-hmm. Like Fiji Air from Honolulu to Christmas Island. It's a 3.5-hour trip, and it runs about $1,100 round trip.
They're proud of it.
Yeah, they are. And then, you got overnight in Hawaii when you go over there in Honolulu. So you got your fare from mainland here to Honolulu overnight there. So you're looking roughly at about $1,600-$1,700 in airfare and a night hotel, plus that $2,900. But I'm telling you, if you wanted something exciting and beautiful,
man.
And definitely start saving your pennies. And
it's a great thing to do like you did. That you know, that's where I'm going to burn my miles up. You know, I've been saving my airline miles for 2 years. I mean, that's a great way to
$70,000 American miles, and I was able to fly on Fiji.
That's cool.
Fiji Air.
Now with all your tours and everything you offer, is that something you have openings for? I mean,
no. And the reason for that is because of all the COVID
they have a shutdown.
Cancellations.
Yeah.
Once they open, they have to backlog all these people that already put deposits down.
I got
so, like, I've got 8 going on that trip in June, and the max they take there, I think, is 18.
Mm-hmm.
So they're filling those spots in with.
They're combining groups and filling in that space. And not until they have openings can you even open another trip.
Right. So when they get everybody booked that got canceled during COVID, then they'll start opening it up again.
So it could be a year out. I mean,
it could be a year, a year, maybe 2 years out.
But if somebody possibly wanted to get on the list, was like die hard, like I want to go, and, and your next trip, like they could call you and get on the list.
Yeah, well, yeah. Once they open up, we'll have an idea where the openings are going to be.
Because that sounds incredible, man. And it's very fair priced.
It is.
You know, if you look at the daily all-inclusive price, it's very fair.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a... I can't wait.
That's cool. If someone, you know, this time of year, I always enjoy your catch reports. Well, I would say coming into this time of year when we're still... I mean, Southern California, we're always blessed with, like, our winter doesn't happen until after everybody else is kind of coming into the off season when it does get cool and does get rainy. What's the most popular, like, Cass, I need to get out of here and go thaw out destination that somebody does? You know, it's wintertime, it's rainy, the fish haven't been biting for a little bit. I need to get the heck out of town for a quick one. Where do most people end up to escape the winter and go get to some tropics and some sunshine and some cerveza?
Well, you know, you've got the Mexican mainland down in, say, Puerto Vallarta. You can stop as you want, Tanejo. Jump over to the Cancun area. Those are great winter destinations for fishing. Probably for a fishing trip, I would probably recommend you stop as you want, Tanejo.
Okay.
Then you've got Costa Rica. You've got Panama. And so there's, you know, some more destinations for a good winter getaway. And, you know, people do get you know, cabin fever.
Oh, man, that's me.
Being locked up, you know, and they're looking to get out. And so we get a lot of people coming in from the Midwest, Northwest. You know, they want to get out of that snow.
Sure, real winter.
And stuff, yeah. So it's there's some really good destinations. And very inexpensive. You know, Mexico is the best bargain around.
Okay.
Even the boats, you go to Costa Rica, you know, boat's going to run you $1,200, $1,400 a day. You go to... Cabo, San Jose del Cabo, East Cape, you're looking at $500-$600 a day. Mm-hmm. All-inclusive resorts in the mainland or even in Cabo, figure $100-$115 a night.
Okay.
Per person, including all your meals, all
crazy.
Your drinks.
That's I mean, how is that possible even?
Yeah, it's like I said, it cannot beat Mexico for, you know, more bang for your buck.
That's awesome.
So... It's an easy sell.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
Well, and like I say, these are beautiful places. Yeah. I mean, they're not dumps. I mean, they're on the beach and you got, you know, really nice rooms. And
we joke about it all the time, but it really is the truth. I mean, you go to every one of these destinations with that in mind, and I mean, you've been at this for a long time, and you know, Cass Tours doesn't send somebody to just some place on a thought. Like, these are places you've done business with for a lot of them for decades, and you know the ins and outs on them. You know where you're sending a guy. Like, when you set somebody up with a trip, you and the girls, like, it's with the confidence that you as a fisherman have been there and done that and know the fishing and know the boats and know the procedure, and it's a you know, you do it right.
Yeah, I think, like you said, what we kind of go in line with is we're booking a trip for ourselves.
Totally.
So, you know, we want to make sure the client goes, has a great time, and wants to come back and go again. You know, we've been in business, 32 years now, and it's repeat customers that keep us in business. So
totally.
We've got to keep them happy and then get some new ones and make them happy.
I like it. Well, there is not a guy that has spent more time below everywhere fishing travel-wise. This is going to be a great show. So much cool info with the cast, man.
I agree with you, Rick. And to have Richard Castaneda, that cast man in studio, is totally cool for the next 2 hours. And if you want to join us, maybe you have a travel question, maybe a question about... God, we haven't even talked about the peacock bass thing and fishing the Amazon. But if you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090, that's your chance to talk to us. Hey, we haven't even talked about El Salto, man.
That's right.
Yeah, your favorite place.
Talk about a winter destination. That's right up my alley. So, again, give us a shout, 213-432-1090, or text the app, you know, through the app. You can text the show. Maybe you have a question for Rick or for myself and for the cast man sitting right next to us here. And you could definitely do it that way. Definitely include your name and telephone number, and we'd be happy to take it that way. And again, the phone number is 213-432-1090. That's your chance to win a full-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing on the Liberty. How cool is that,
big
right?
Time, yeah.
I mean, the fishing has been incredible. Weather's nice. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with the Cast Man and Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're talking all kinds of travel during the break.
I'm ready to go,
all
man.
All right, I know it.
Cabin Cast in here is not good for my work schedule. Like, just, I mean, already during that, I'm like, all right, I got to go here. I got to do this trip.
I know it.
Or you're talking about Loretto.
We're talking about La Mission. We're talking about El Salto. It's just like, holy smokes.
Well, you know how Pete says, it's field research.
That's right, buddy.
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's the reason the Cast tours go so smooth is because Cast goes. Like, you know,
he's actually going with you.
Yeah, we were talking about that travel schedule of Cass, and man, we got to step our game up, Corey.
Like, I know it.
Well, lots of great stuff to talk about today. So much cool info, like Corey had mentioned. I mean, we're so pumped to have Castman in here. There's a lot of great stuff, and just a guy that's seen it and done it. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, that's the phone number. Or, like Corey said, shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's an easy one. Phones are packed up. Corey, why don't we jump into them?
Let's do it. How about Ira? Ira calling from, where's he calling from there?
Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Hello, Ira. Good morning. Welcome
up,
to
Ira?
Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi. I've done a lot of fishing with Cass, and it's been great. Fished all over the place with him. But I want to tell you guys about the fishing we've had here in New York this past summer and fall. It's been unbelievable. We've had a run of big bluefin tuna 2 miles offshore, running between 2 and 10 miles offshore. And we've had fish up to about 600 pounds, which, of course, we've had to release. And you can hear guys crying all over the place. And we've had it.
Ira, how cool.
Yeah, I bet you were crying too, Ira.
I was indeed. But I had one. It was a keeper, so I'm happy. And last week, I had a big thresher shark. It was, let's see, about 350, something like that. So it's been really wild out here this year. And now we've got a big striped bass run on our seasonal run. And guys don't know about New York. I mean, Cass goes all over the place. I know that. I've fished with him all over the place. But New York is a very well-kept secret. So I'm letting you guys in on it, okay?
That's good dope, yeah, Ira. Right? I appreciate that. And I know that you've been on a bunch of trips with Cass, because I've even fished with you on his trip. And I got to ask, from a guy that's done a bunch with him, what's been your favorite destination that you fished with the Cass man, Ira?
I have to say Panama. That pesca Panama trip was a lot of fun.
And what's Cass, give a description of what that type of trip is like, the Pesca Panama that Ira's done. Sam, I've been very lucky to go with Cass and with Ira on that trip before, but give us a rundown. What's Pesca Panama all about?
Well, Pesca Panama is a mothership operation, which is run up toward the, I'll call it north, but the way Panama runs, it's actually runs east and west, but up toward the Costa Rica border. It's just about 100 miles south of the Costa Rica border. You get to fish these fabulous locations such as Coiba Island, Hannibal Bank, Montosa Island, Hicaron Island, fabulous tuna fishing, marlin fishing, blue and black. Then you've got the big Kubera snappers, roosters, big amberjacks, and like I said, it's a liveaboard, and you fish on these 27-foot Ocean Masters, twin 140 Suzukis, very fast, center consoles. And of course, they've got all the top of the line equipment on them, so you don't basically have to take
anything.
Don't bring anything. Just bring your clothes and some sandals, and you're ready to rock and roll. And it's all inclusive. You spend the first and last night in Panama City, and then you spend five nights on the mothership, fish 4.5 days. It's probably
spectacular.
One of those other bucket lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing you told me about Panama, and one of the things, fishing everywhere in Panama can be great, but some of the spectacular fishing are all those spots you mentioned, all those outer islands and offshore banks. And one of the difficulties is that run is a long way from the mainland, and this trip takes that out of it, because the mothership will go anchor up in some just bitchin' jungle cove in one of these islands, and then you blast off from the Go Fast Center consoles, and your mothership is at the base, and then you can just hit all these famous spots.
Yeah, that's kind of the beauty about Pesca, is that you normally you get on the boats there in David, the marina there, on your fishing boats, and you'll head out and you'll meet the mothership, which is sitting off an island offshore there. You'll get on and check into your rooms, get a quick bite to eat, and then you'll be fishing those local islands there. Next morning, you get up and you head straight out to the main fishing grounds. While you're fishing, that mothership is moving to Coiba Island. The beauty about that, it keeps you within a half hour to 45 minutes of these fabulous fishing areas.
That normally would be three-hour runs.
Well, it's normally for the boats, the hotels, the resorts that are on land, it's usually two and a half hour run each way, mm-hmm. and that's doing, 25, 30 knots to get out there. And if it's rough, you're going to get the hell beat out of
you. Sure.
So that's the beauty. You don't have that long run every day. You're leaving at, you're right after breakfast, 6:30, and you're back between 5 and 6. And so you get some really long days of fishing.
That's Sounds cool. incredible.
That's cool. The trip I went with Cass, our tuna fishing was so good. It was all like big popper, bird school type
Crazy.
Fishing. And the fish that we were catching that trip, which always varies, but they were like, I would say 60 to about 125 pounds.
Ones.
And we caught them until every day was the same. We'd go out and we'd catch those big tunas on poppers until you had to wave the white flag. That's it. I got nothing left. And when you were done pulling on tuna, we'd just go into the beach and fish snappers, roosters,
Kubera,
all that. And, like, it was
ridiculous.
Crazy fishing all over the place. You'd fish tuna until you couldn't anymore, and then you'd go and you'd do something else that was just as cool, big jacks, and it was just...
That sounds like a lot of fun. Are you still running those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to the end of April, but it's funny, the picture that stands in my mind right now is to see... Pete Gray coming in from fishing.
I can't wait to hear this one.
And we're sitting in the tiki bar right there at the fantail of the barge and having cocktails.
Take it easy on him, though, Cass, because he's in recovery.
Well,
right
I know that. But to see him there with an ice pack on his shoulder. Oh, gosh. Dr. Gary Furness conned him going out for tuna fishing, and Pete didn't want to do tuna fishing, but Doc just told him, well, we're going to go out and just catch some bonita for bait and go fish Kubera as well. When they got out to the bonita, the tuna were there, and Pete hurt himself.
Ice pack in one hand and rum in the other?
Oh, yeah. That's Pete. Yeah, it was, but it's so funny. I've got that picture, too.
That's awesome.
I'll try to remember to send that to you.
I like it. Well, awesome. I appreciate the call. Glad to hear the fishing's going so good for you back in New York there, and I hope you keep after. You'll have to keep us updated as things roll along. Yeah. Let's jump back into them, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. And that does open another line if you want to give us a shout at 213-432-1090, and that's your chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty. And Roger from... Fullerton, he wants his chance of winning that. Good morning, Fullerton, or Roger.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Ira, I can only say great fishing out there, but the Dodgers came out here to L.A., and they live here just fine. Anyway, I hope Pete is recovering, and he'll be back next week. And my question for Mr. Castaneda is, of all your trips and all the great places you get to go to, what's your favorite place?
Well, that's kind of hard to nail that down. But,
so many good ones.
Okay, I'll give you my top three. Christmas Island, Panama, and Colombia for peacock bass.
Ooh.
Okay.
What's that one all about? What's that? That's a newer trip for you, right?
Yeah, that's a newer trip. I've heard so much about Colombia, and I knew they've had fabulous peacock bass fishing, but for so many years with the drug cartels, it wasn't safe to travel down mm-hmm. there. Well, that's all gotten better now. So we took our first trip last year.
Okay.
Last February was our first trip down there, and just had a fabulous time catching peacock bass, the payara, the vampire fish they call
one with
the two big fangs.
Yeah, like the bottom fangs are so big that they go up into holes in the roof of the mouth.
Right. Yeah, and of course the big catfish, which I got a real nice red tail, probably about 60, 70 pounds.
Oh,
and
get out of here!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we went back in March, and now we're scheduled to go back February 10th to the 19th, and it's a As peacock bass trips go, you go to Brazil.
Okay.
Peacock bass started about 5,500 up to 7,000 for the week. Tucanari Lodge.
That's like what a standard Amazon-style peacock bass trip is.
Yeah, that's once you get to Manaus, Brazil, and then from there your trip starts. You have to pay for your airfare to Manaus. And then, Tucanari Lodge is 3,600.
That's the one you're talking about in Colombia.
Yeah, and you get 7 days of fishing there.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and
so why such a good deal? I mean, it sounds incredible.
Well, it's probably because it's new,
right? And they're trying to generate.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And so, but
so the fishing's got to be incredible then.
Oh, it is. You fish these lagoons, and they basically haven't been fished that much.
Yeah.
And they, when we left last year. Year before last. So, year before last. I'm sorry. I got lost with this COVID thing. They were just going to open up two brand-new lagoons. They made a deal with the local Indians to be able to go and fish.
Oh, no kidding.
And so nobody's fished those lagoons.
Like legit unfished areas.
Yeah. There's biggest peacocks we got on my two group trips were about 18 pounds.
Oh, my God.
But jumbo. The group before us on that first trip, they had a couple of 21s, 22s.
Those are
legit.
Wow.
Top shelf.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm anxious to get back. It's such an awesome trip, like I said. You go in the junk. From the time you get into Bogota overnight, then you take a plane the next day to Indiria, which is about an hour and a half jet flight. And then you travel 120 miles by river on a high-speed boat that does about 30 miles an hour.
Wow, no way.
It takes about 4 hours to get up there, four and a half. And then, but you're way
in. So it's a true adventure, too.
Oh, yeah. You're really way in the jungle there.
That's my kind of thing, too, because it's clearly an adventure, and you're going on a, like you say, that's a bucket list-style trip. But also, everything just happens. It's a jet to here, it's a jet to there, it's the river, but you're putting the adventure in, but it doesn't kill you either. Sounds like it's a full day of travel, but you do that day of travel and you're there.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
I'm the third time I'm going to ask you, do you have openings on that one?
No.
No.
No, I take it. Oh, no, I do take. No, I do take it back. I do have one spot available.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah. I did have two, but then Patrick G. If you guys know Patrick.
Oh, totally.
Anyway, he just booked the one spot, and that leaves one spot open. So.
Man, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I got a couple guys that will probably jump on that, and we'll fill it up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very
really,
affordable price.
Really cool.
Oh yeah. No, like I said, and then the airfare is very inexpensive. I think round trip from here from the West Coast, San Diego, L.A., it's about $500-$600
okay.
round
yeah.
trip to Bogota.
Oh, that's extremely affordable.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is that something you could fly out of TJ, too? I mean, I would assume, maybe.
Well, yeah, you could. You could go to Mexico City
from
Bogota, yeah.
Which is doable.
Or go actually, some of the guys from San Diego are going from San Diego, Atlanta, Bogota.
Okay.
On Delta. They got reasonable price.
I mean, that's an extremely fair price.
Yeah.
God, man, that makes me fire.
Right?
Yeah,
I want to go on that one. I know.
That's cool. Well, again, a great call, Roger. Appreciate that very much. A fun text came through for the cast, man. This is from Joe in Newport Beach. I'm planning a trip in June with my 12-year-old son for his birthday. We went to Palmas de Cortez last year, and we had great fishing. Based on that, we'd like to do something similar, but we want to try something else. What are your recommendations? 12-year-old son wanting to go in June. Loved what he did at Palmas. Anything similar?
Well, you know, East Cape is kind of, you know, the area that I fell in love with back in the 80s. It's such a, you know, nice spot, relaxing, and going to Palmas, you know, fishing out of there. But, you know, Leonardo's just down the road, and that's such a great resort, too. You know, it's a little more secluded. Mm-hmm. You've got those beautiful beaches there on either side of the hotel, and, you know, it's a great family place, and probably June, that would be probably
great time
East
year.
Cape would probably be my number one destination for June. And go back to East Cape and maybe, like I say, try Rancho Leonero. It's, like you said, John runs a real family run or, you know, group there. He's got the kayaks, snorkel right in front of the hotel there, the inner reef there they got there. So definitely.
You know, the other thing, too, and I don't know what you guys did or didn't, Joe, but there's so much other stuff to do. I'm very guilty of going to the East Cape and getting wrapped up into going fishing every day offshore because it's so good. And there's probably no more consistent place in the world, in the entire world, to catch a marlin than in the East Cape. It's fantastic fishing and all those things. But there are so many other things that if you're looking for a different experience, you know, rent the quads or the side-by-sides for a day and, you know, go back to the waterfalls or go up and down the beach fishing. And like you said, do a snorkel for a day or break it up and go fishing for a half day and come back and do a little water tour type thing.
That sounds so incredible, Rick. Honestly, to take your wife and family and go do that kind of thing for 3 days and stay with John Ireland and that snorkeling right in front just sounds incredible.
You know, and then for him and his son, you know, a tandem kayak.
There you go.
Go out, you know, take a couple of small rods,
little beach rods,
and fish from the beach right there.
Well, and fish from the kayaks. Just go out and run just around the reefs there. I mean, years ago when I took one of my grandsons, we got on the tandem kayak and we were catching Dorado right where the boats, you know, where the boat buoys
when
are.
They moor everybody
right
up.
We were catching Dorado right there.
That's so incredible. Cool.
We our last trip down was for my good fishing buddy, boat partner Neil. He got married at Palmas this year. And Dallas's favorite part of the trip was we rented a side-by-side. We rented a side-by-side for the whole week we were there so we could drive around, go to Smokies, get food, you know, that kind of thing. And we had great fishing offshore. But her favorite part of the trip was getting in the side-by-side. We brought the tunes with us, and we'd drive down the beach, and anywhere we find a cool little rock reef or any type of hard bottom, we'd pull the side-by-side over. We'd go out, we'd make some casts from the beach. And every time we'd stop on a hard bottom reef, we'd catch two or three miscellaneous whatever. Maybe we caught some jacks, or we caught some little cabrillas, or we caught a needlefish. Then we'd get back in the thing, put the tunes on, blast down the beach again. We'd make it all the way down to Palmas, hang out, have a drink, turn around, do the ride back again, catch fish the whole way up and down. And
that sounds so cool.
It was just awesome, you know.
And like you said, stop and have a cocktail along the reach. Different places you can do
it. It was
that.
The best part. We'd stop, we'd check the pool out at this place, and we'd, you know, go have a burger over here. And we just,
relaxing.
Everybody down there is so friendly and so, oh, come on in, man, have a drink. You know, it's just great, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I said, I feel like I said, I fell in love with it back in, first trip there in 1978. And they didn't have, you know, generator. They didn't have electricity at the time. You know, so they were running on generators.
That's crazy. Yeah.
How different has things been since going to Baja in 78 versus in 2021?
Just incredible how things have grown up down there. Just, you know, it's just, it's gotten nicer, a lot more comfortable, you know, and it's, you know, like maybe Cabo's gotten too big, you know, but East Cape is still...
Still got the charm.
Still got the Baja charm. Yes, exactly.
Great way to put it, Rick.
That's
the charm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sports and Voice with Richard Castaneda. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
So rad. So much cool stuff going on. So much good fishing going on. It's time for the catch report. Corey, let's find out what's biting out there.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham live bait certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee. They've got it all, including the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat. It's super easy with getting in there with your trailer. And for a limited time, get 100 pounds of ice. I mean, I can't,
so wild.
I try to wrap my mind around it. In fact, I've done it a couple times, Cass. 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35 gallons purchased. You heard it right. That's 100 pounds. And there's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego.
It's probably the one thing that we've been talking about on the show that I get more people coming into the store. Like,
absolutely.
I heard about that free ice thing on the, you know, because 35 gallons you don't even think about when you're sliding it into the boat. And the fuel price is, you know, it's, I hate to use the comparison, but it really is. It's like buying Costco fuel. Like,
it is.
It's lesser expensive than anywhere you go. And you get 100
And it's super friendly with the boat trailer. And when you're going in there, I've done it early in the morning, daylight roughly, and there's two other vehicles.
Yeah,
I've seen a couple other boats in there.
It's
and
a slick,
it's easy.
Slick way to go about it, no doubt about it. Well, speaking of some great and easy going, it's always easy fishing up at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Good morning, Brian.
What's up, guys? Good morning in there. Sounds like some good stuff going on in there this morning.
Makes me
want to go to Mexico. Yeah, good stuff, man.
So fired up.
Right? How's his weather? Jeez, beautiful,
man,
huh?
Incredible.
You know the view. We're like overlooking the whole San Diego sport fishing fleet, and it's just it's sunshine. It's perfect. It's be a good day to be on the Sun Fun and go getting in on some good fishing. It is so nice right now, Willie.
Right. No, it's beautiful, man. We had a great week up here, you know, from fishing on the coast here to San Clemente Island and even offshore, some action in all arenas today. So along the coast here, this rockfish, I'll tell you, it's still kind of center stage on our three-quarter day trips. Great mixed bag fish with plenty of fish for our passengers to take home. Whitefish and sculpin in kind of the shallower areas and out a little bit deeper. Seeing some nice reds and some grouper. We had a partial tank of live squid yesterday, and we were able to put that work yesterday and had some real nice shots at some of that red that likes to inhabit some of those smaller spots. So that was some 5-6 pound reds for some of our guys yesterday.
Well, I was going to say,
in the south.
I didn't want to interrupt you, Willie, but I saw that picture on your social media last night from Dana Ward Sport Fishing. That was, dude, it looked like a colonnet. Jurassic, I mean, they were giant. Like, when he says 5 and 6 pounds, that's no exaggeration. There were some seriously good-looking reds.
That's jumbo.
There are some nice ones. The tough thing is, you know, those things are always there, and sometimes they don't want to eat the sardine, right? But you get that live squid, and we were stoked. We got a couple swings of that from Marcus on the theory, and, man, that stuff paid off big time down there, so we were psyched on some of that. And then the bass fishing in on the shallows has been okay. You know, when the days that the half-day boat kind of opts to stay inside and fish that shallow water, they've had some decent action on, like, Carolina-rigged baits or some strip sardines, some strip squid and stuff like that on the calcabass and the sand bass. But most of the half-day action has been out in the deep water fishing, sculpin and whitefish. Now, for Marcus over at Clemente, he's had some good shots at that yellowtail over there. They were able to make that squid in the evening, certain parts there along the front of that island, and then kind of parlay that into his yellowtail action. He had 20 fish on Thursday. And this isn't just, you know, slouchy island great fish. It's like 20 to 30 pound, you know, legit yellowtail on the squid. So more mixed fish, too. Some bonito, sheephead, bass, white fish kind of made up the rest of his counts. And then if that's not enough, Alexi, Christian had the Alexi out on a little overnight strike deal and chasing some tuna. He had a good hit on the yellowfin tuna yesterday. He had two anglers on the boat, and he had a dozen yellowfin and a nice 120-pound bluefin on top of that. So
what a day! Jeez.
Yeah, it's got a nice little meter mark. Was able to get on it right through a little bait and hooked two fish immediately, and was like, "Dude, this is a yellowfin." So just one of those weird deals. It's still kind of everything's still kind of relevant, I guess. But I think with this weather, certainly that was a big key. So we're psyched on how this week played out. So great week of fishing for November. Certainly check us out. You can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page. Go directly to our site, DanaWarp.com, and book. And if I can't take 2 seconds here as well, we've got this important CARB meeting coming up on Friday. You know, this whole deal with having these Tier 4 engines and everything going into these boats. We highly recommend everyone send in an email. If you go to the Dana Wharf Fishing social media page on Instagram, there's a direct link. You can link that. Submit your email. And if you need to check out, get some further details, you can always go to safefishing.com. That's got all the details pertaining to this whole CARB nightmare that you know, the state of California is trying to impose on the entire sport fishing fleet. So take a minute and check that stuff out. It's a big deal.
Such a good point to bring up. And I can tell you, it is so easy and so fast. The entire, you know, you putting your info, you know, kind of signing up, adding your name to the list. The entire process is going to take you a minute or two, and it is the biggest threat to our fishing right now, and it takes the unity of everybody to get behind it, and it will take so little time out of your day. Pull your phone out of your pocket, jump on Safe Fishing, and make it happen. It's such a good call, and I'm really glad that you brought it up.
Yeah, it is a big deal, and just to touch, you know, some people are thinking, hey, I already sent an email, right, like a couple weeks ago or a month ago. You need to go online and do it again because that might have been for a different portion of, you know, email submissions. So this is the stuff that's going to be heard on Friday. So, again, just go to our Facebook or our Instagram page, click the link there. It'll take you right to the email page. Fill it out. It's a form. You can type your email, and you're good to go.
Awesome. Great job, Willie. Appreciate it as always. Thanks for taking such good care of us with the report and everything else you guys do at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to jump on, get in on all the action you're talking about, from the cod fishing to the tuna fishing, how do we find you?
Cool. You can check us out always on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or you can check us out at danorf.com or call the office here, 949-496-5794.
Right on. We'll that appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
And definitely got to
get right, guys,
and check. We were just looking at those fish on your Instagram.
Yeah, I was showing everybody those reds, Willie.
My Lord, Jesus. Yeah,
I know. We need more squid.
Get on there and check those out for sure.
Thanks,
all right,
Willie.
Brian.
Yeah.
Hey,
have a good week.
Absolutely, Brian. Hey, we've got a special report on the water, hopefully. Mike on the Tribune.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What's up, Captain Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. Yeah, I'm on the water at the dock, but I'm on the water.
Okay, that's legit.
That's close enough for us.
Yeah, no, we just got it from a day and a half trip. And funny enough, the conditions in the harbor right now are identical to what we experienced yesterday. It was just probably the nicest weather we've had all year. And it's what October was supposed to be. And, well, somebody forgot to tell October that. But very, very just outrageous weather yesterday. Just as nice as it gets. Very, very good sign of bluefin. Start of the day, we got a couple yellowtail kelps, ended up with 68 yellowtail, and we spent the majority of our afternoon pulling on bluefin, but they're mean fish. we ended up landing two. The first one came on the boat was on a Seaforth rental setup, a two-speed guy absolutely kicked his butt, 4,550-pounder.
Nice.
We hooked, I think, about 13 throughout the day, and, you know, this is a broken record, but if you're questionable about your gear, and I know local fishing, you think 50-pound setups, single speeds are adequate, but we got our butt kicked yesterday. The last fish of the day, it's probably right at 200 pounds. I think we measured it a little bit light at 195. Pulling it off the boat this morning, it was probably every bit of 200 pounds, but that one was on an Akuma 30 setup, you know, two-speed, 100-pound, and even that was a two-hour fish.
Wow. Man. Unreal. This is so much fun that this is going on, especially this time of year, fishing in the type of conditions that you had yesterday, Mike. This is just like you said it best. This was what we deserved last month, and I'm glad we're getting to experience it now. Just this great fishing and still easy day and a half range for you guys. This is just it's awesome.
Yeah, even on our last day and a half trip, one day trip, we had a 150-pound bluefin to go with it. I know I talked to Jim Hughes on the Cortez last night. He fished those big ones for the last 2 days, and I think he had a 271 and a 281 mixed in with his, you know, little 150, 170 pounders. So, the show that went on yesterday in that flat condition, and you know as well as anybody, trying to fish bluefin in flat, greasy, calm weather is usually it's just tough. They like a little bit of breeze.
Like
there's
texture.
No way to get a balloon or a kite up, but. Most of our fish were hooked on sinker rigs and flat fall. We had one guy hook one on a single speed torium on 50 pound, pulled on it for 2.5 hours. It was probably a 200 pounder. We lost it. It finally broke off at color.
Easy.
Next stop, first guy to get it, 50 pound single speed torium. And I said, are you just a glutton for punishment? Like, and unfortunately, he didn't get that one either. But you know what? I'm telling people, if you're in doubt at all, the Seaforth Landing rental tackle is very reasonable, very well kept. And our hook to land ratio on the Landing's rental gear is pretty darn good. We're happy to see somebody get bit on a rent rod because we know it's taken care of. It's got fresh line on it, and you know you can pull on them.
Ah, totally.
And that goes for all of our, you know, SoCal landings now, Mike. Too, the rental gear has stepped up in the last 3 to 4 years. That it's the Shimano's and the CalStar Seeker rods, and it's all you really need for a very minimal price. Maybe. So the angler doesn't have that level of gear, and for a few bucks, that's really they're getting. They can test the gear out.
You can rent $1,000 outfit for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, you figure once you replace your top shot and everything else, it starts to even itself out pretty good. And you know that these guys yesterday, we did hook some on stupid, like 25 and 40 pound, and just. It shouldn't have been going in the water, but it's like you have a chance of landing a fish of a lifetime. You know, that $40 setup is pretty cheap.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Mike.
Well, incredible fishing, Mike, and we're very excited. Next Sunday, we're going to have you in the studio.
Oh,
we'll get
cool.
to hear more about that and, you know, kind of get the whole rundown of everything that has been going on, is going on. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to jump on board with this big fish still biting right now, are there any opportunities to get on the Tribute?
And nice weather, too.
You know what? Man. Oh, the weather tomorrow looks phenomenal. We only have 11 booked on tonight's trip. It is a definite go. It's a Pizza Port sponsored trip, which if you like pizza and Pizza Port beer, free pizza tonight, half off Pizza Port beers tomorrow. Even if you're not a fisherman, if you're a beer drinker, it's a win. very, very light load. The bluefin are around. There's some bluefin out at the bank. There's some bluefin southwest. So, sure, we're going to have a really good report. And like I said, there is some very, very good opportunities yesterday. We just, you sit there and watch the guy pull on a fish for 2 hours, and even that's worth the price of admission.
Oh, man. You got me fired up. Well, if somebody wants to take that spot tonight or get on the boat with you this week, how do we do that, Mike?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com, and I'll do my best to get some video up here shortly on our Facebook page, which is Tribute Sport Fishing. And I mean, there was some guys just put their rods down yesterday and watched. I mean, you're talking about 200 pounders chasing sauries, getting eye level 30, 40 feet from the boat.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I've been doing this for an awful long time, and there's a point where I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, well, there's a lucky chance for a lucky individual to go with you tonight on a light load, so it's awesome, Mike.
Well, appreciate it. Yep, great report, buddy. Glad to hear the fishing's so good, and we'll definitely look forward to having you in the studio with us here next Sunday.
Yes, well, I hope we have a report for you Saturday morning, and I'll see you Sunday morning.
Look forward to it, buddy. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call from the Tribune.
Sounds good, and we're going to continue on with the fish report and talk to Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gents?
How are we doing this morning, buddy?
You know, interesting what he's talking about there. I think that mindset actually goes into all aspects of fishing. You know, like on the beach in Corbina fishing, you'll see at times when it's really hard to get a bite, guys will drop down to 4 pound, and you see them hooking fish and stuff. But if you hang that big 6, 7 pound, 8 pound wall hanger on 4 pound, it probably is not going to happen unless everything goes right. So, you trophy fish, you always have to fish that way. You know what I'm saying? And that's that mindset that we're talking about. And you might have to sit there and watch some guys catch and get in your face and stuff. But when the trophies are stacked up, you're going to have a few more than the next guy. That's just my take on that. So,
yeah.
Anyways, let's get down to the beach. Yeah, absolutely. A nice week of weather, like the guys were saying, and with it, good fishing. We're seeing a resurgence of cool water species, especially on the northern front there. But the highlight this week was a good halibut catches, and we're seeing a movement of halibut in the shallows, a little bit more anchovy, sardine in the shallows. We saw some fish moving to the bay. No big fish, you know, 18 to 28 inches, probably most of them. And what's notable is the lagoons in San Diego and the North County beaches were really shining this week. Hook, line, sinker up north reported good perch action off Henry's, Ledbetter, East Beach, Gulf Sandworms, Mussel, Top Bait. Best bet for the halibut has been the stretch from Mesa to Goleta. Same thing there. You know, you got to weed through the shorts, but there are legal fish to 25 inches, I think, this week. Also, a 17-inch calico bass taken on squid off the bottom there next to the Goleta Pier. Wiley's reported best perch action for them was Ventura, Oxnard Beaches, lots of half to 1 pound models with a few kickers to a pound and a half. Good calico bass action for those guys too. They're not seeing the calico bass up, but on the bottom. So squid, shrimp has been the best deal there. Latigo was one of the better spots. Big fish reported improved halibut action off Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, Belmont Pier. Those are all beaches that are behind the LA Harbor breakwater, so not a lot of swell, kind of calm waters, and there's some bait in there. Most of the fish are, you know, 19 to 25 inches. I think a 28-incher was tops. And bay bass fishing's been real good, too, in Huntington Harbor. Still closed, Newport to Box Canyon there. From what I understand, they have the sample fish, and they're just waiting for the lab work to be done, and then we should see an opening, thank goodness, real quick here. Pacific Coast reported excellent week of halibut fishing. They reported over 24 legal fish checked into the shop. Most fish ranged 19 to 20 inches, that little smaller grade, but the lagoon bite was red hot. They said lots of fish in there, lots of bait in the lagoons. Now, the lagoons have cooled off to a real nice temperature for that. Yesterday, 24-inch fish taken on a swim jig in the Carlsbad Lagoon, so that's something to think about, that halibut fishing. So we always got something going in the surf, so let's shift into halibut mode.
I love it, man.
Good report, Gundy. That's killer. Well, we appreciate it as always. So complete up and down the beach as always, man. You compile such a great report for us. And with a really nice stretch of weather, I just see that continuing. Glad to hear about that halibut. Always fun for the guys on the shore pound. Gundy, great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Yeah, thank my local tackle shops. Have a good week, guys.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Always an awesome report. That's brought to you by the new Bill Varney 2022 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. It's now available in all the tackle shops. You get it at surffishtackle.com, and it's all your important dates and tides and times and all like that. You have them at the shop, Rick?
We do, yeah. It's great, great calendar this year. They did a really good job.
I live by it for sure. And, hey, we've got a special report. We have Bill the Intrepid when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Bill from the Intrepid. And we're going to have more from the cast man and Richard Castaneda and cast tours when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka Mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother and I'd sure hate to lose him. His ass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast, with casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body, a rigid all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.